There is only one, and he is the living and true God. There's the full answer. There is one only, the living and true God. And that was a lesson, wasn't it, that the people of Israel had to learn again and again and again, because they were surrounded by nations who worshipped lots of different gods. Gods of rain and gods of sun and gods of the river, gods of the farmland and so on. But we go on to another very, very important question this morning. And if you have your sheets with you, you'll see the question and the answer at the top of the back of the sheet. And the question asks, how many persons are there in the Godhead? How many persons are there in the Godhead? Or, if you like, how many persons are there in the one God? And the answer is given, that there are three persons in the Godhead. The Father, the Son, and the Holy, well, we'll say the Holy Spirit, I think, rather than the Holy Ghost. That's what we tend to say with our Bible versions, the Holy Spirit. And these three are one God, the same in substance, equal in power and glory. Now, here is something that we cannot easily understand. We have one God. The Bible is very clear that there is one God from beginning to end. But as we go through the Bible, particularly in the New Testament, we see and we understand that though there is one God, in that one God, there are three persons. Three distinct persons. When God made man at the beginning of time, he said something very interesting. He didn't say, I will make God, I will make man. He didn't say, let me make man. What did he say? Anybody tell us what he actually said?
Let us make man.
Let us make man in our own image. There's a hint there that in God there is more than one person, and so there is. There are three persons in the one God. At various times in the Old Testament, this figure appears on the scene, and he's called the angel of the Lord. He's the messenger of the Lord. But this angel, this messenger, is often worshipped by people. He is called God. He is called the Lord. There is more than one person in the Godhead. There are three persons. And in the New Testament, all this becomes fully and wonderfully clear. Jesus Christ comes into this world as God the Son. And he says of himself, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. One God, but more than one person. Three persons, in fact. John tells us that the Word, that is Jesus, was with God, and the Word was God. The Son is with the Father, but the Son, like the Father, is God. And Thomas, when he sees the risen Lord Jesus, what does he do? He worships him. And he says, my Lord and my God. You understand, he calls Jesus God, because Jesus is God. And what is more, the Holy Spirit is God. He is sent by the Father and by the Son. He is a person who comes to convict us of our sin and to make us holy and righteous. He is the divine person, a divine person who can be grieved. The Holy Spirit. So you see, there is one God. We don't worship three gods. But let's also be clear about this. We're not saying that there's one God who is called three different names. That's not true either. I call Karen, Karen. And his children call him Dad. And his colleagues probably call him Dr. Fletcher. And we might say, well, there's one person known in three different ways. Is that what God is like? The answer is no, God is not like that. God is one God, but he is three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. They are distinct. but they are one God. And if that makes you think to yourself, I don't understand this, I can't get my mind around it, well, you're in the very, very best of Christian company, because this is a profound mystery. But the Word of God makes it known. So, let's perhaps say the answer together, but we'll substitute the word spirit for ghost, I think, if you're happy with that. How many persons are there in the Godhead? There are three persons in the Godhead: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one God, the same in substance, equal in power and glory.